CAFTA's Need for Passage. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Set for a vote this week, Capitol Hill says it wants to hear more from constituents about CAFTA. Jonna Miller has more.
Word on Capitol Hill is that the House of Representatives will vote on the Central American Free Trade Agreement this week. American Farm Bureau trade specialist Chris Garza says the trade deal is good for U.S. agriculture.
U.S. agriculture is heavily reliant on trade, so we have to do whatever we can to open up new markets. We have an agreement before us that opens up the Central American market for us. For the most part, for U.S. agriculture, it's more for us to gain than the Central Americans into the United States.
Garza says the benefits are nationwide and will help many commodities.
Nationally, we see that U.S. agriculture could gain about $1.5 billion out of this trade agreement. If you look at individual states, almost every state in the United States would see some kind of increase in agricultural trade in their farm commodities.
But Garza says right now it's questionable whether CAFTA has enough votes to pass.
Trade is never an easy vote for members of Congress, and so it's very, very important that grassroots, that the actual farmers, ranchers out in the country begin to contact now their members of Congress and let them know that they support this agreement because it is a good agreement for agriculture.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And the Tennessee Farm Bureau is pushing for passage of this agreement. Director of Commodities Joe Pearson says it would make a difference for Tennessee farmers.
The CAFTA agreement is a win-win for agriculture. Some years back, under the Caribbean Basin Initiative, we opened up to those countries, and yet they're still putting tariffs on our products. We need the freedom to export into those markets. It is absolutely a positive thing for agriculture.
Currently, tariffs on U.S. products sold into CAFTA DR nations range from 15% to 43%. Passage of the agreement would eliminate those tariffs. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.